Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Mord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer, Jonathan E.
All right, Jonathan, what do we got to do? Ringmaster the presidential race with Donald Trump, or we got to rekindle the sacred fire of liberty in our own way?
Well, I think today we have the good fortune of having Cheryl Chumley with us, and she's going to set us straight on what the real scoop is about the Trumpster.
Cheryl,
so Cheryl
Chumley,
tell us, what do you think?
Yes.
Hey, it's great to be here. Thank you both. You know, I guess the real news is about Trump is that he's just surging in the polls. The latest Quinnipiac poll put him up from July where he had 20%. He's now at 28%. And like him or hate him, what you have to notice is that he's really energizing some voters who felt disenfranchised under this current Republican makeup in Congress and the past Republicans that we've run as president. So that's a good thing. There's a lot of voters out there who are engaged. Whether he's a constitutionalist or a strict constructionist or even a strong conservative, we still don't know a whole lot about his policies and platforms because he keeps just throwing out the mantra, get rid of the illegal immigrants, we're going to make America great again. It resonates a little bit with those who bought into the Obama hope and change mantra. It's like that, but only for conservatives. But as far as where he's going to be in 2, 3, 4 months when we hear more from the other candidates, that's hard to predict. His own party, the mainstream, the establishment, certainly don't want Trump in the lead.
Cheryl, what I noticed from last cycle, particularly when Ron Paul was running, what was interesting, they tried to cast him as not a real Republican. He wouldn't support the end, whoever was nominated. And, of course, they threw that at him on the Fox News debate. And, interestingly enough, Rand Paul brought out and went on the attack on that front as well. So it became Rand Paul, the son of the outsider, Ron Paul Republican, playing the ultimate insider and saying, be loyal to the brand. And I find these role changes just fascinating.
Yeah, it certainly is interesting politics right now going on in the Republican Party, and I think you kind of touched on the root here. What does define a Republican anymore? It used to be pretty clear-cut, low taxes, less government intrusions and so forth, strong on the private property rights. And nowadays we seem to have more the Reince Priebus, RNC chair type, the Karl Rove type, the real establishment type that seeks more to control the message coming out of the Republican Party than actually serving as a servant to the people. So it's going to be interesting in the coming months to find out which brand comes forward in the Republican Party as the nominee.
And I think the Republicans, and Jonathan, you could correct me if I'm wrong, they've done this to themselves by losing an identity, by losing a commitment to principle, that this was bound to happen. Someone was ripe to come in who has a strong personality and shake it up. And unless this is some kind of show with puppet strings behind Trump that I don't know about, the Republican establishment seems pretty nervous about what Trump's doing.
I agree with you. I think the Republicans are to blame for this, and I think that the problem is here you have this magnificent mantle from Ronald Reagan, and the very first thing George Bush does in assuming office is to declare that he's going to establish a kinder and gentler America, thereby directly rebuffing the person who gave him the opportunity to serve as president in the first place. It was that message which then became something that his son also perverted, which basically is the point that they would outdo the Democrats. They would grow the government. They would have a field day with pork barrel spending. They would place no real limits on government size and scope and would allow the regulatory agencies to play favorites in the marketplace. All of that nonsense destroyed the Republican brand so that it built the Tea Party movement. It caused people to become increasingly disaffected. And I think Cheryl's absolutely right when she says that Donald Trump is appealing fundamentally to the disaffected people out there, the people who hate Washington, are sick and fed up with all of what Washington stands for, the corruption, the scandal after scandal after scandal, combined with the smooth political tailoring of everybody so that they say nothing and appear smart. All of that nonsense, people have finally reached a point where they're saying, look, we are fed up with this. And that's what Trump taps into with his bluntness, with his caustic statements against the Republican standard bearers. And he just appeals to people who've said, we're fed up about it, we're not going to take it anymore, and we're ready for battle. So that's, he's tied into that. The sad thing about Trump is that He's got this superficiality about him, you know, when it comes to the substantive points. What does he really understand about the Constitution, the framers' intent, the meaning of a limited federal republic, the purpose of a free enterprise economy in the world, the role of American military and the nature of our involvement in the world? What does he understand about that, and what does he really want? Well, I don't know. And then secondarily, he brags about his love of himself, that he tends to brag. Yeah. And you know, do we really want someone who loves themselves more than they love this country sitting in the White House again? We've already got that with Obama. Do we want to have that again? Right. Do we want to have another selfie president?
Yeah, he weighs the world by who likes him and who doesn't. Well, he likes me. He's okay. Cheryl,
yeah.
do you think that this potentially can be the downfall of, I mean, maybe I'm exaggerating a little bit, but I don't like the two-party system as it's come to be known because it seems to be controlled by establishments on both sides.
I do think this is shaking things up quite a bit, but if you recall, you know, the Tea Party did that at least to a certain degree, maybe not as much or as loudly in the press as Trump is right now in the last mm-hmm. election cycle, but the Tea Party's still out there trying to shake things up too. And you had the crackdown from the establishment Republicans. You had Mitch McConnell going on national news and Karl Rove saying that they were going to break the Tea Party candidates that were coming forward that they did not want to see get elected. So there's a certain you know, bragging that's going on in the establishment Republicans to break somebody like Trump. It's almost like a game. And, you know, not to be too politically incorrect or anything, but a big part of Trump's message that's resonating is because Americans are sick and tired of seeing illegal immigrants commit egregious crimes against American citizens. The murder of Kate Steinle out in California, I think, really invigorated Trump's message. And I think that's something that all Americans can latch on to.
Hmm. Jonathan, the movement to shake up these parties both, but of course here we're talking about the Republican Party. The Paul family has done some things to inspire liberty and a view of a constitutional limited republic, if you will, that hasn't happened in a long time, in our lifetime anyway. And yet right now we're not hearing much from Rand Paul, although the goodness that he is, he went to Haiti and did some free eye surgery for people in need. I'm anxiously looking for some of these constitutional messages to come back out off of the Trump cacophony.
Well, that's true. But, you know, another point to add on to what Cheryl was saying, you know, here you have the standard Republican Party people all working together now in New Jersey, and I can't remember what other state, maybe Cheryl can tell us, where they're trying to get Trump to pledge to, you know, not run a third-party candidacy if he fails to win the Republican nomination, saying he's not a real Republican unless he you know, he shouldn't be allowed to be in the Republican Party unless he's going to support the Republican standard bearer. And I appreciate that point, but I don't appreciate the motivation here, which is to try to somehow, some way get Trump out of this picture. We don't need to get Trump out of this picture. Trump is helping to bring more people into the Republican Party and get more people interested in voting in this election than anything that is out there. So he is an asset. What we have to fear is if he gets the nomination, and there we have to know by the time if he does, whether he has substance to him. Thus far, he's been able to speak in largely, you know, platitudes, which are common political ways of campaigning, of course. But because he has this huge popular support, sooner or later I would suspect that the public is going to demand to know exactly what he means. And if he has a well-developed position, he has everything to win here and everything to lose. If he develops substantive depth to the positions that he's articulating that are causing mass popularity, he's going to be a formidable force. If, on the other hand, he becomes vacuous or petty and dwells upon that now that he has this large percentage, I don't know what's going to happen, but I would suspect that it's going to cause his popularity to diminish.
Yeah, but you think he's not playing nice with just about anybody, and yet he gets more popular. One of his quotes recently says, "We're tired of the nice." He said, "We don't need nice; we need competent." Now, whether he's competent or not is still up for a question, or to find that answer. But to say that is a great soundbite.
Sure, but I think some of these things that he has said against women, the statements that he made against Megyn Kelly. I think she's a fabulous journalist. I think this is just very, very petty, and it shows a side of a person that's unseemly. And we know that about Trump. We know he is a personal attack kind of a person. Well, that's not a good person. And it may be effective if he directs it appropriately. I would like him to personally attack Putin. I would like him to personally attack Kim in Korea. I'd like him to personally attack the Ayatollah in Iran. I would like him to personally attack all of our enemies and go after ISIS and personally attack them, blow them to smithereens. That would be magnificent. But thus far, his approach has been to attack other Republicans personally and attack the media people personally.
Yeah. All right, Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour with Jonathan Emord here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, joined by Cheryl Chumley. She writes for WorldNet Daily, WND.com. We'll find out more of what she's been up to when we come back. Norm Singleton, Campaign for Liberty, is also going to join us. Why are we number 20 in the world? In what? Freedom. Yeah, he's going to report on that and more. So stick with us. Links are up in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, continuing with Jonathan E. Moore at emoore.com, linked up in the notes, as well as Cheryl Chumley. She writes for WorldNet Daily Now, WND.com. Latest article here, pretty well pointed. 200 ex-generals write Congress, reject the nuke deal with Iran. 200 ex-generals. I mean, is anybody listening?
Yeah, these aren't privates. These aren't just new recruits. These are people with top military experience who would have some know about these sort of matters. And 200 ex-generals and admirals got together, signed a letter to the House and Senate leadership, pressing them to reject this Obama-pushed nuke deal with Iran, saying just what critics have been saying for months now, that it's only going to open the pathways for Iran to actually develop a nuclear weapon. It allows them to enrich uranium. It allows them basically everything that they wanted, only with an extra $150 billion of sanctions relief. So they're pretty blunt in their letter, and hopefully the House and Senate leadership will listen. But there's some other military watchers who say that despite whatever Congress does, Obama can go forward with his deal regardless.
Well, this backs up your assertion too, Jonathan, about how disastrous this deal is. And it's weird the allies that what you think would be opposed to it are coming on and signing on and going, yeah, we should do it. I mean, is this another case of the lines have blurred, you know, about who supports Israel, who doesn't anymore?
This is the greatest single act of appeasement and anti-Semitism in American history. We have taken an ardent enemy of the United States and of Israel and have given them carte blanche when it comes to the development of a nuclear weapon. We have paved the way for them to do that. We have even been so stupid as to write an agreement that lifts sanctions and gives them the ability to deny access to UN inspectors to the very facilities that they are using, the Parchon facility in Iran, to develop the weapon. So, and then while this is happening, the Soviets are supplying them with the S-300 missile defense system that will allow them to shoot down Israeli and American planes that are trying to go in to take out a nuclear weapon in the event that Obama's term comes to an end before the weapon is used against Israel. I mean, the point is, this president is a unilateral surrender president. He took us from a strong position with sanctions to one of the weakest positions and most disreputable positions in defense of our interests in the world. It is as if he hates this country. It is an agreement with the devil.
Well, there's a lot of folks that have just lost sight of what this country stood for at one point in time. And, you know, even having a guy like Bernie Sanders, an avowed socialist, you know, running on the Democratic ticket, and nobody's talking about the evil of socialism, at least that I heard. But, you know, we're living in interesting times.
Quite so.
Yeah, I think that's an understatement. And you bring up a good point that Bernie Sanders, a self-declared socialist, is doing so well in American politics. That's egregious. I find that offensive. You know, that's not what our country was built upon, and it just shows that generations coming up need some real quick education on what the Constitution stands for.
Yeah, and I think, of course, if you talk about planned obsolescence of limited government, it's the failure of government, and then blame it on those who actually want to limit government as the cause of the problem. Then you get the point where people clamor for more and more government. We've talked about it in terms of Obamacare, and you know, yesterday I covered a story how they said Obamacare is great, except for the price of drugs is rising too fast. No, Obamacare is not great because all it does is cover drugs, and of course we go back to Flexner Report, you know, 100 plus years ago to explain how we got where we are today, and I think we're seeing some of these things over many, many decades playing themselves out now in presidential politics.
That's an interesting cycle you describe. I think it's certainly sped up under President Obama, and I agree completely with Jonathan that, you know, if this president loves America, then I would hate to see a president who hated America.
Oh, man. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Well, Cheryl, it's certainly thrilled to have you back on board. It's been too long, and everybody be reading, hopefully are, all of our great updates and pieces there at WorldNet Daily at WND.com. And, of course, Jonathan Emord is here. He's from Emord.com. He's the author of many books, including The Rise of Tyranny, Restore the Republic, and terrific, terrific things we get to do together here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Honored to be with you both. Cheryl, thank you. We'll be back with Norm Singleton after this.
Thank you.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bear Terrell.
That's right. We produce
high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Way has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Way is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld.com. W-H-E-Y.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
bureaucrats, and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
And Jonathan Ebord, joined by Campaign for Liberty's Norm Singleton. Jonathan, again, great to have Cheryl back on, and I always love our discussions with Norm as well. And we've got, you know, freedom. We talk about freedom. It's a word that just doesn't ring true to most politicians, even though they may occasionally utter it, not often. It's always about security, not freedom. And I think Norm sent us this story about Cato Institute claiming that we're like number 20 on the freedom scale. Is that true? Is that possible?
Oh yeah, well, that's we're falling like a rock.
Hmm. Yeah. What's interesting is that the country that was number one, and this I think shows how bad we are, is the country of Hong Kong, which is a province of Communist China, and which does not respect, I mean, Communist China does not have a great reputation for respecting free speech and other rights, but economically, I think they're probably ahead of us. And of course, as the study pointed out, because it was done by three libertarian institutes, Cato in D.C., the Fraser Institute, which is in Canada, and the Liberal Institute of Sweden. So they looked at freedom, you know, across the board, economic, social, political, you know, political, personal, whether the government, whether you can, your property rights, your social rights, and your right to participate in the political process. And even on that scale, we lost out to Hong Kong. We lost out to Canada, the home of socialized medicine, and also a place with awful free speech laws, because you know, the government will actually fine you if you violate political correctness. It's a socialist justice warriors dream state in many ways, and yet one of the United States' leading institutions, certainly one of the leading institutions in D.C. that studies and examines and tries to promulgate ideas of liberty, is finding that we're behind all these states. And interestingly, in the story in the Daily Caller, they said that the decline began in 2000. So this is not an Obama phenomenon, although he's certainly accelerated this, but this goes back to the Clinton eras. During Bush, it was when we had the explosion in big government and the Patriot Act and the wars and the and then Bush's awful domestic policies, and then the bailouts, and then Obama continuing the bailouts, strengthening the surveillance state, and of course Obamacare, Dodd-Frank, and all the rest, the assaults on economic liberties. This really shows that we're in a bad state. And I think we were talking during the break about anger of the people. I think that the people, this is why the people are angry. Unfortunately, if you look at some of the solutions, it's not, it's actually moving us in the wrong direction. You have a socialist surging to the top. I'm sorry, an admitted socialist surging to the top of the Democratic polls, as opposed to the phony mixed economy socialism of Hillary Clinton. And then in the Republican Party, you have a guy who wants to bring back protectionism and nationalism, high taxes, unleash the police state in the name of deporting every illegal immigrant. But of course, that's only going to happen. But in order to do that, you really would have to severely violate everybody's civil liberties to have that type of foreign policy. And then just yesterday, he said raise taxes on the rich, which is as if he's unaware of the Reagan record of what happens when you cut taxes, as if he's unaware of all the great advancement in free market thinking that have been made since the 50s, 60s, 70s. From I don't agree with everything the supply sider said, but they certainly are sound on tax policy. And yet Republicans, including who should know better are lining up behind this guy. So it's unfortunately in many ways a easy to fall prey to pessimism.
Yeah, well, listen, Jonathan, again, the kind of things you've written about in your books are seemingly either anathema or just completely foreign to the education system now as it stands in America. I mean, we used to learn things about the Constitution, but even then it was kind of bleeding its way out. Some have argued that all planks of the Communist Manifesto are engaged and already active in some form or another here in the United States. You can find evidence of it. So being number 20 on the list might not be that far from accurate.
Well, it's a sad state of affairs in the history of this country that we started off after the American Revolution and the New Nation period with this concept of Republican motherhood, where parents would take it upon themselves to teach the principles of the of liberty to their children and to inculcate in them an understanding that the sacrifice of liberty is something that we would be willing to sacrifice our lives for to prevent. And to go from that to what goes today as appropriate education in history in the public schools and go through the post-1960s university environment all the way to the present, where everything that was done by this country is deemed to be an act of racism or subjugation of some unfortunate minority somewhere in the world, this whole mindset, which is sick and a true deviation from what is the remarkable story, the Declaration of Independence, the revolution in rights that led to protection for the first time against government of individual liberty, and the recognition that it is the monopoly of police power in the state that is the greatest threat to the survival and success of liberty. It's not free enterprise. Free enterprise is the means by which we transform freedom into property holdings and benefit ourselves by uplifting our standard of living. So long as the state doesn't monopolize the market by protectionist legislation, there'll be a free market, and we'll all see the benefits of that. Trump's position on taxation does indeed reveal fundamentally that he doesn't understand this. That he doesn't understand this history, that he doesn't appreciate liberty. That he doesn't appreciate that free enterprise is indispensable to liberty, and the right to determine what you do with your own earnings is a expression of liberty and is also the means by which we increase our standard of living. If we give it to government, it'll fritter it away in hopeless bureaucracy. So what he's saying by I support taxation as I support government. I want you to be forced to give more of your money to government, therefore I support this government. Well, that's the wrong direction. We have to cut the size and scope of the government to liberate the market and to become competitive again in the world. We can't buy into this. And hopefully, you know, it's things like this that I think will alienate people. When he starts doing stuff, jumping off the limited government plan and endorsing government, endorsing taxation, I think that's when people realize, whoa, who is he? You know, this isn't the Tea Party guy that I thought he might be.
No, so there's cognitive dissonance on this. If you talk about he's conservative, yet he wants to raise taxes on the rich, again, these are the things that will eventually come out. And maybe, as some have said, it's a summer fling with Trump. I don't know. There's an interesting poll here by our good friend Jerry Doyle over at Epoch Times. And, you know, they were asking how can we see change here, right? What are we going to do? Is it about electing, you know, an outsider? And there was only 12% that said that. Starve the beast, 16% said cut back funding. 18% said a complete economic meltdown would be the way that things are going to change, and that we almost did another one. We may have that on the horizon. And the last one, which was the biggest, 54% said a citizen revolution. Now, they didn't define what a citizen revolution was, but, of course, we go back to the words of Thomas Jefferson, and we go, we are overdue.
Well, was that a scientific poll, or was it not?
It's not a Rasmussen poll. It's an online poll. About almost 1,000 people took part, and those were the four responses given. But it's kind of a litmus, if you will, about people who are concerned, somewhat more active, looking for engaging in some kind of change here, and that's where it kind of directed itself.
Well, I know that people are unhappy. I know that, and I agree with them. I'm unhappy, too. But I'm telling you, we're going to have a lot more unhappiness if we adopt, if we get a president in there who's just going to grow government and taxes. That's not the answer. The answer, that's what we've had.
Yeah.
And that's why we're in this mess. So, I don't know. Norm?
Yeah, I certainly agree with everything Jonathan said. I mean, I think that the idea that, you know, people are, it's scary that people are looking to try to offer a man on horseback, to coin a, use a cliche, but it applies. And I think, you know, you're right. You know, where is the Tea Party of 2009 that rejected big government Republicans and of 28 that protested crony capitalism and the bailouts? So now they're and did so because they understood free markets, they understood the danger of the Fed, and now they're falling for someone who is saying, "We're gonna do whatever. I'm gonna fix this. I'm gonna start a trade war with China." Again, going back to something I was saying before, you know, it's fairly well established that the Great Depression was caused by the Fed and was exasperated by the Smoot-Hawley tariff wars. And today, when you have China propping up our system by basically allowing us to export their our inflation to them, it's really insane, and it shows that people don't understand just how precarious our standing in the global economy is. Because
Norma, we're up on a break. It just reminds me of the concept of mutually assured destruction. If Trump thinks he can do a trade war with China, China holds a lot of bullets in our economy. They hold a lot of our debt. They could crash it. Of course, they would crash along with it. That's why it's a very dangerous game to play. When we come back, we're going to wrap up the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour with Jonathan Emort and our good friend Norm Singleton.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are FortressSurvivalLLC.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, talking a little political, economic healing. We do this each and every week, first hour. On Thursdays with Jonathan Emord, the FDA Dragon Slayer. He'll also slay the FTC if you ask him nicely. And then we got Norm Singleton as well wrapping it up from Campaign for Liberty. All the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Norm and Jonathan, we can talk more economics. We were talking on the break about Hillary and the Democratic Party. I mean, it's not a given that they're going to be, it's not a gimme for them. They're happy that all the attention is on Trump because you still got the email scandal with Hillary. You got Bernie Sanders, a socialist, come nipping at her heels. And then you've got who? Let's see. Can we recruit Al Gore back out of retirement? Or do we go to Vice President Biden, the king of gaffes? So it's not right. A gimme for the Democrats either.
Right, Norm. What's your take on this?
I think it's interesting to me, and it's as we were talking about in the break, I think that one thing is that Biden is what should be the natural candidate, the natural heir apparent. If you look at history, the vice president of the incumbent administration usually is the one who has the sort of the anointed favorite. Gore, Bush the father, Nixon in '60, Mondale in '84. was the favorite and got the nomination. I think that what this shows is that for all the disarray that Trump is causing on the Republican side, there's equal disarray in the Democratic side with the Hillary's email scandals raising new questions about her. With, I think it's becoming clear that she is not a good candidate, and she is might not be someone who they would want to trust, the or at least Obama and his people might not want to trust Obama's legacy in her hands. And that's why you see the Biden boomlet.
You know what else is kind of interesting? They've got a real problem, because let's say that Hillary actually does win the convention and they still have this email cloud hanging overhead. What do you think would happen if after she's nominated as the Democratic standard bearer in the general election, what if she was indicted? What if she was prosecuted? What if she was convicted before we vote for president in November? I mean, all this is possible. There's some serious investigations going on right now with Hillary. Mm-hmm. In departments of the Department of Justice that are known, they put up Petraeus, you know, they're known for serious business. She could really, and it's pretty clear that she broke the law. I mean, there's no real question about that. And so it's really a question of when the move is made. And I'll tell you, if she is indicted after she's nominated,
that's going to be a mess, won't it?
So the Democratic Party has a lot of problems right now. It's not just this bizarre Trump phenomenon in the Republican Party. The Democratic Party is falling apart.
Well, we'd like to say that the establishment and all the things that they've done to prop up government, even with rhetoric that might speak opposite as we talk Republican Party, as well as we know the disaster that is the Democrat Party, that, you know, it seems to be very sympathetic to those who believe in socialism now. These things have to come tumbling and crumbling down because they have a monopoly on the electoral process, right? We've talked third parties, and of course they're worried that if Trump goes third party, that will hand it to the Democrats and on and on and on. But where is the free market in politics? You know, it's gone there too. It's a monopoly for running for president. You either go A or B, and what if C, D, E, F, and G would be better?
Yeah, but I'll tell you, boy, I would not want to be in the position of Democratic leadership trying to put Hillary Clinton in the catbird seat, because you have to really think that there's a distinct possibility that she will be indicted. And if that's the case, how can you possibly have her be the standard bearer for the Democratic Party?
Good question.
That's an interesting possibility. Yeah.
Well, we may have to explore that a little later. But we're out of time, guys. Norm, thanks for being with us. Cheryl as well. Shumley, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Jonathan E. Mord, my good friend, always, always, always so refreshing to hear the commitment to liberty that you share with us each and every week.
Yes, sir, Robert.
Well, the power to heal, even politically, is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Way. One World Way is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
July with its bitter bite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.